And but they moved the town here just so when they found out the rail line was coming through here.
This was a campsite for the rail going in both directions.
Huh.
And it went to Como, which they sort of thought it was going to be in Jefferson.
Huh.
But when they were building it, Jefferson was the campsite going
for building east, up right, the rail line. Okay, I gotcha. And it went on up to Leadville, which is the mining town.
Right, it went over to Breckenridge, and then it went down into, went to Leadville, and up through Climax, and that, but of course Climax wasn't there in the beginning.
And it said it came from Denver. Did it come over the pass here?
Yes, it came over Kenosha Pass.
My goodness, that must have been something coming
over. It's an interesting, it's a nice walk to walk down, and you can walk most of that area, or a good portion of it.
The last thing I just wanted to ask you about was there was a depot here.
It's right across the street
right
now. Right
across the street from here, and it's not used anymore.
Does
the train stop here?
It's a gift shop.
A gift shop. Is the train still run by here?
No. They've pulled up all those tracks in 1938 and 39.
My goodness, was there ever any kind of industry in this area at all, like
other than ranching and cattle?
And
mining.
And mining. Was there ever any timber mined in this area?
Some, but it went out on truck. I don't remember timber going out on a rail car.
I just wondered if you ever had any saw, if you can remember there being sawmills.
Yes,
in
there were
area.
Sawmills up going up the toward Jefferson Lake.
Huh.
There were two or three sawmills up there, and they cut wood and ties for the most part for the railroad.
I see.
And there were a lot of ties stored out here. But the railroad just picked them up there and took them to places that they needed them.
I see. So it would have, I guess they also used the wood for the mines in the area?
Yes, they used some of the ties for braces and what do they call those? Slopes for the in the mine, but there was a timber.
Huh.
The men who worked in the mine putting in the logs were called timbermen. And then, of course, those were still not much bigger than the rail timbers. Maybe a little longer, but they had to be enough that one person could carry them up into the stopes where they put them into the mine.
Were there other mining jobs that you can remember? Did you have any? You said you had some of your family that worked in the mines. I just wondered.
Well,
were there
my husband worked in the mine, and then we owned some mine claims up Hall Valley, and there hasn't been any mining there for years and years, but there could be. You know, if you really wanted to get in there and go through the EPA and all the rest of those things.
I bet it would be awful trying
to
get it done there. Your husband, though, you say he was a miner, but were there different mining jobs? I guess is what
I was
wondering.
Well, yes, there were. In the beginning, you could be a jackhammer man who went in there and thumped it all loose, or you could have been the timber man who went into the stopes after they had pulled it down and it had been pushed out. Then this timber man went in and pounded got the timbers, actually is what it is, and timbered it up so that the electricity could go through there and the water could drip through and the rocks wouldn't fall on the fellas' heads and things like that.
And the mine your husband was working in was a...
The South London mine, and it was a gold mine, and one of the most lucrative mines in the world.
My goodness, and this was when?
That was in 1932, 1933, 1934.
That's really unusual because most of the mines in Colorado had closed by that time, hadn't they?
Well... No, during that period, there was a lot of mining in Colorado because that was during the Depression, and people went up there and literally panned for gold and survived because there is gold in that area. But that little London Mountain just comes up like a cone, and they say it was the richest piece of acreage in the whole world. It, you know, with a number.
Now, where is that compared to here?
It's between Fairplay and Alma, and off to the right, or off to the left, and it sits... There are mountains all around it, but this little peak just comes up just like this. And it's called the South London Mine. And they even made money processing the dump sites.
Processing the dump sites.
Uh-huh.
That's how rich it was.
That was. Uh-huh.